Dick Amberg on 90.
Hi, Mr. President. How are you, sir?
I'm just doing fine. Hope you are.
I certainly am.
I got a very sweet letter from a good friend of mine. It's always so faithful and thinking about me, and he was saying some good things about you and said, I just thought that you got all the troubles in the world you carry, and you ought to be delighted to read the enclosed editorial written by my good friend and our mutual friend, Dick Amberg, which appeared in the St. Louis Globe Democrat last Tuesday. I was awfully happy to see the Star, Kansas City Star and so forth, and he writes about some other things, then winds up bragging on his cattle. And I am joined this week at the farm, so I have asked my secretary to sign this for me. I'm dictating it. Tony.
Well,
it's the article, No Mean Man, and I thought it was very generous. I just showed it to Senator Humphrey. He's down here. And I said that I appreciate it, and I just thought I'd take occasion to call you and say thank you. Anyway, I know you got a lot of problems out there, and I know general views, and you told me a long time ago you'd be for me against everybody except maybe one or two, and you have problems there, and I appreciate them, and I'm not trying to get my hand up your dress. I do want you to know that what you can do for me and what you have done, I appreciate it.
Well,
and I understand anything that you find it necessary to do against me.
Well, I'll never do anything against you.
I know that.
I have great reservations about your opponent, and I have none about you, and let me see if I can't be more helpful, and I think maybe I can.
You're mighty wonderful, and I'll always be grateful to you for what you have done, and when you're this way, please give me a ring.
I will, and thank you very much for calling, Mr. President. Wonderful to talk to you, and God bless you, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, Dick. Bye.
Bye.